This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis and state Democrats seem to disagree over a plan to rewrite Colorado's labor organizing laws. Chaz Sisk reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance that the bill advanced late last night.
Colorado is the only state that requires unions to win two votes to organize and collect dues. And they have to win that second election with a three-quarters majority. Polis warned Democrats at the start of this year's legislative session not to mess with that system unless they get buy-in from business. They haven't. And Polis told reporters yesterday that he's not budging either.
Fundamentally, this is about the right of workers to have a say on whether they're forced to pay union dues. That being said, there's absolutely a victory for labor if they will simply take it.
He wants labor to negotiate with business groups and accept some of the concessions they've offered. Still, Democrats are pressing ahead with full-scale repeal of the Labor Peace Act.
Chaz Sisk reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. An arms race could be on again among Colorado ski resorts. Copper Mountain announced it plans to expand by 500 acres and build the highest elevation ski lift in North America. It's one of several resorts in the state that has recently expanded or plans to. Peter Landsman runs Lift Blog, a website about the ski lift industry. He says the state's ski areas are competing with Utah's resorts.
So I definitely think if Colorado wants to stay on top or as high profile as it's had, that they need to keep up improving their mountains because skiers really like new things.
Copper has submitted a plan to the U.S. Forest Service. This is CPR News and KRCC.